This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three, and you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind and chat with us. The us tonight is Daryl
and Chris,
and we've been talking about this article from Fee, and they cited at some point Just Facts, something, like Just Facts as an entity. Apparently, that's where this article originally came from, was an outlet called Just Facts Daily. And again, citing the Congressional Budget Office, they found that on average, federal employees have a compensation that is 17% higher than private sector workers. And again, they break down all of these based on education level, what the actual wage difference is, and then the benefits package. And a lot of times, people don't include benefits packages when they talk about whatever, you know, they get paid, because benefits are largely not a pay.
Right.
So when I worked for an airline, there's no real way to quantify in dollar amounts the free airline tickets.
True.
Certainly you could say, well, Daryl, you took this many flights and you went here and this is what this flight would cost, blah, blah, blah. But yet there were other employees that they would fly, a third of the time that I did.
True. But you have to look at things like that and say the benefit is there whether you use it or not.
Correct.
So, yeah, and it's one of those things that employers struggle with all the time, because this is a pretty common practice in big companies. They will, at some point during the year, you're probably going to get a total compensation report. And this is going
to... I've never gotten one of those things.
Yeah, but big companies love to do these, and what it'll say is, here's how much you make in salary.
Right.
Here's how much you got for a bonus last year.
Yep.
And here's the value of all these other things we did for you. You've got a gym you could use, and we value that at X number of dollars per year.
We've got a daycare... Oh, you don't have kids?
Right.
Doesn't matter. You still get a $700 per month value of daycare that you could use.
And that's the thing. It is a company trying to make you feel better.
You're a 23-year-old that has no money in the stock market, but we have stock options.
Right. And we know we pay you just over minimum wage, but if you look at this total compensation report, you'll see that you're actually making $190,000 a year. So this is a common practice, and you do try to justify that. And the other aspect that employers have to look at is, when we're hiring, what we have to do is determine what our total cost of ownership is of an employee.
Right.
So, the number of salary plus benefits plus taxes and those other things that companies have to pay, usually the numbers that we've always kicked around was somewhere between 25% on the really low end,
right,
up to 35% or 40%. You would tack on to the salary to say this is the value of the benefits that the company, it's going to cost the company.
Right. And again, they cite a survey done back in the year 2001 of federal workers. And I would love to see a similar survey of private sector employees here. But if that survey has been done, it's not cited here.
It's easy to find.
What's easy to find?
I will say it's a lot easier to find recommendations. Like, you can go to glassdoor.com and you can look up office administrator in the town of Keene, New Hampshire. I know it's not the exact same thing, but
I'm not talking about the wages. They actually did the survey of employees. What are your thoughts on X?
Oh,
and I don't that type of survey for private sector. So they found that 59% of federal workers say securing a paycheck was more important than doing something worthwhile. 65% said job security was more important than helping the public. Sure. And only one-third actually less than one-third, 30% believed that their organization does a very good job or a somewhat good job of disciplining poor performers. And these are the things that I would love to see where the private sector falls on this.
Is it
a comparable amount that say, yeah, I'm just here to get a paycheck? And I would say that that number might be higher at the lower level.
Yeah.
You know, so you're working a minimum wage job and just struggling. Hey, I'm just here to get a paycheck to try to survive.
Right.
Whereas somebody that's making, you know, six figures, they might not be there just for the paycheck.
Right. There's other things that are motivating them.
Just one more thing that I want to touch on real quick, and then I was going to go to the phone, but the caller that was on there dropped off. But, Chris, you've got a related story about wages that we'll jump into. Citing a 2010 study by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, again, another entity that knows a thing or two about, you know, comparing numbers here, they found that full-time private industry workers worked an average of 12% more hours per year than full-time state and local government workers. This included time spent working beyond assigned schedules at the workplace and at home. And again, this is something that I'm guessing, you know, some of this could certainly be a salaried worker that is doing what it takes to get the job done. But this could also be somebody picking up an extra shift because, hey, I really need the overtime.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, doing a 12-hour shift instead of an 8-hour shift. Hey, somebody called off for third shift. You want to pick up 4 hours and, you know, wind up on.
Right.
So you get time and a half plus the shift differential. Yep. You know what? I could really use the extra money. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's one other thing in here that I wanted to point out.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it talks about various studies, you know, earlier versions, other analyses and things like that. But they talk about Obama's analysis by President Obama's pay agent, the entity responsible for recommending federal locality pay adjustments to the president. That's their definition.
Yeah.
All of the studies, except for the one from Obama's pay agent, found that federal employees make more than private sector workers, with premiums ranging from 16 to 100%. So here is Obama's administration saying, no, Darryl. The private sector, they make like double what America's.
Right.
The 100% figure came from the Cato study, which did not take into account worker attributes like education. Excluding that, the federal premiums from the various studies were 16, 20, and 30, 30 to 40, and 61%. But when you look into how they did it, they did not include any benefits in their analysis of...
That's the Obama pay agent.
The pay agent, right. So it did not include benefits. Now, if we're talking, you know, like I said, in the private sector, we always kick around numbers between, say, 25 and 45%,
right,
as the value of benefits.
Right.
That's significant. That just means it's junk science and it's worth throwing out. There's no sense in even talking about it.
Right.
So I'm glad they don't.
Well, you know, in some respect, the benefits, you know, there are things that you get in the public sector that you don't get in private sector, like a housing allowance.
Who listening right now is working for a private company and has a huge pension coming?
Well, there are probably some people that work for, like, General Motors. Where there's a union that says that you do this.
Yeah, and all employees, you know, get a pension. The point being is there are not many companies out there that still do pensions.
Right.
It's kind of a bygone thing since the advent of the 401k. So basically, Washington can change the incentives and reduce costs, you know, overall to employers. And if you get everybody doing it, then, you know.
Yeah, how many private sector employees get a car allowance?
Right.
How many get housing allowance?
Yeah.
Whereas there are a lot of, especially those, you know, like upper management equivalents in government sector, like town manager. Oh, yeah, here's $1,500 for housing in addition to the $130,000 that we're paying you. Let's go to Well, I was going to go to the Discord. We'll do that.
All right.
When we get back, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, Chris, you've got a story about Bernie Sanders wanting to stop Bezos?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We are talking about government employees and how much they are compensated compared to private sector employees. Chris, you've got a story that we'll get into here in just a second about Bernie Sanders wanting to do something about Amazon.
Somebody just has to do something. You know, Daryl, I'm tired of people not doing anything. People need to do something.
Yeah. Matter of fact, even if it means stealing everybody else's income. Nike, just do it. Or something. Again, we'll jump into that in just a moment. But want to remind you, you've heard us talk about Zencash before, assuming that you've listened to the show before. If not, welcome. But we've talked about Zencash. Well, they recently rebranded, and they are now known as Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizen.global, horizen.global. And if you are a podcast listener, or if you're not, you might want to be a podcast listener because we are giving away some Zen. And the ways to enter currently are explained to you in an ad in the podcast. So subscribe, listen, and then follow the instructions. Let's go to the Discord call-in line, where we've got Big Loaf calling in. Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was calling to ask if y'all had heard the news that Alex Jones had been permanently banned from Twitter.
Yeah, I have not heard this news.
Yeah, permanent. Double permanent.
Okay.
Yeah, evidently he heckled some people in Congress, like after a session. You know, typical Alex Jones, a little bit over the top, but nothing, you know, obscenely crazy, I wouldn't think. And Twitter said it,
So did he post this on Twitter or, like, Twitter banned him for something he did not on their platform?
Streamed to their service Periscope live video of him asking these questions. I mean, just sort of kind of picture Alex Jones with the bullhorn, you know, kind of antics. He didn't have a bullhorn, right? But, you know, similar antics, right? And Twitter said that violated their terms of service under their abuse clause. It was a abusive behavior, right? So, which, again, selectively enforced, because he's by no means...
It's always selectively enforced.
So, how much y'all want to bet he starts his own Mastodon server?
He might.
I don't know. Would it be, like, protecting the gay Frogzodon?
I mean, yeah, and the spider goats, too. I mean, somebody's got to do it. But, yeah, I mean, I think if he does that... you know, distributed social networking could, you know, the lid could blow off of it. So, next question is, do y'all have Mastodon accounts yet? And if so...
I think those will be published. I know a couple of the co-hosts and hosts of the show do have Mastodon accounts. I haven't set mine. Actually, I started to set it up and got busy, so I have no excuse not to.
I know,
but
Ian's on Libradon, which is a server that runs and is connected to the Mastodon thing.
Yeah.
I know that there's a Free Talk Live account.
I just haven't had a time to do it, but I will. Are you on there, I assume?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm on a different instance, but I'm still following, still able to follow Ian at the FTL studio, other people like Gene the Christian Anarchist on Libradon as well.
Nice.
But that's the cool thing about all these instances, right? For the most part, you can follow people on any other instance. You just need to know what – it's practically like an email address, and you're good to go. So, yeah, look forward to y'all setting up an account so I can follow.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm excited, and Bigelow, thank you for the call. Can't say I'm excited about it just because, you know, I can think of, you know, like maybe half a dozen other things over the last decade or so where everybody was all excited about Right. Everybody's moving to this service. And then like four people that I know wind up going over there.
It's happened like 10 times this year.
And
because Facebook lies and Twitter bans people.
Yeah.
And it's a reaction.
Whatever handful of people were there, they stopped posting, they stopped interacting. And now, you know, like there's two people and, you know, I don't know, there might be more than two people still on Diaspora, but there's not a lot of people, you know. Like
Right. Last
time I used it, there was, like, no interaction.
Yeah.
There Liberty.me, the thing that Jeffrey Tucker was creating as a libertarian alternative.
It's going to be the big one.
And it sort of just, like, faded out. And then there was Quitter.no that was supposed to be some open source Twitter alternative something.
Yeah.
GNU Social and all of these other things. And just I can't say I get excited about any of it.
I'd be excited if something truly open source, something truly resistant to censorship, you know, and it was just, it sort of is what it is and nobody can mess with it. That idea excites me. I would be interested in taking part in that, but for social media to actually work, you have to have people. It just doesn't work. And to your point, Daryl, I mean, unless one of these gets sort of a critical mass, then that's it. I'm not a controversial guy, so, you know, I find myself, I'm on Facebook so little anymore. It's almost like I'll think,
aww. There are a handful of groups that I interact in.
Right. I should go over to Facebook and just see how things are going over there. That's how I feel. It's almost like I'm visiting a sick relative. And I spend way more time on Twitter, but I don't interact. I follow a ton of people in the crypto space, and that's my purpose for being there. You know, I read. I get news. I see what people are talking about. I do interact more there than I ever did on Facebook. But, you know, it's just it's sort of lost its luster. So there may be hope for the world if social media continues to fade away and people actually go back to having normal conversations or speaking to each other. Or
people might speak to one another.
Yeah.
But there's never going to be a normal conversation again.
That's gone.
Because it'll all be, do you remember when we used to do this stuff on Facebook and we would share memes?
Right. Winky. What are you talking about?
Emoji smiley face.
Emoji smiley face.
Poop.
Poop. What?
Yeah, I still don't understand why, like, the poop emoji has become a thing, but, like, it has. Speaking of poop emojis, tell us about Bernie Sanders wanting to stop Jeff Bezos.
I love a good Jeff Bezos-Bernie Sanders war. This is going to heat up to be something real.
Is it going to be a rage in a cage?
Is Dana White
going to wind up getting involved and putting them in an octagon in the MGM Grand?
Could be, Daryl. But here we come up, and we have to wait. Now we have to wait.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It remains a mystery who the source is for the New York Times op-ed piece slamming President Trump. The president will visit the crash scene and memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this 9/11. Tuesday marks 17 years since radical Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C.
I saw some incredible answers to very complex questions. He's an outstanding intellect. He's an outstanding judge.
And President Trump weighing in on the Kavanaugh hearing today. He is the president's pick for the Supreme Court, replacing Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who retired.
The other side is grasping at straws, and really the other side should embrace him, because you're never going to find better in terms of talent or intellect than what you have in Brett Kavanaugh.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you like the show, then consider joining the AMP program. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for as little as $5 per month, you can join the AMP program, and you get perks. There's ad-free versions of the podcast. There's an AMP-only room in the Discord. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. Going back, talking about Facebook. Probably a perk or two that I can't think of off the top of my head.
I'll follow you on Twitter. How's that?
You already do follow me on Twitter.
Nah, I just meant this is my own perk I'm offering offering to any potential ampers out there. I will follow you.
And we've started actually thanking some of the ampers by name. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Want to thank Robert Mayer for being an amplifier. And this is something that we just started earlier this week. Chris, you gave me a weird look, like, I don't remember this happening before. Yeah, we started earlier this week.
I do.
Going through, starting basically from close to the beginning, as the database shows.
Wow.
here's, you know, some of the original. So the first several names, you know, some of these are old school. A couple nights ago, we read off Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's one of the longest ampers. So that's another perk, is you get to hear your name on the radio. Might take a while to get there, but we'll get there.
There you go.
amp.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, tell us about this war between Bernie and Bezos.
Well, I don't know if Bezos would categorize it as a war. I think Bezos hears this buzzing around his ear, you know, like a mosquito, and it's Bernie again.
Yep.
But in this case, Bernie is moving his attack on low-wage jobs to put some legislation behind it, and he's got just the thing. Critics have frequently accused Amazon of underpaying warehouse employees to the point where staff must live on food stamps and other government subsidies. And there's now a Senate bill that puts some added weight behind that criticism. Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced the Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies Act, a.k.a. the not-so-subtle Stop Bezos Act, a measure that would place a 100% tax on the government assistance workers receive at companies with over 500 employees. If an Amazon...
Hold on. Let me... Yeah, I think you're about to explain this, but I want to see if I'm understanding this correctly. Let's say that I have 501 employees.
Yep, you must be Amazon.
And no, there are a bunch of companies that have 501 employees.
You are correct.
And one of those employees winds up getting some type of government assistance.
Yep.
And I'm guessing they're not talking about your employees are using government schools and you drive on roads.
No, I think they're looking at, you know, do they get food stamps? Right. Or did you just have a baby and are you taking advantage of some WIC program or something like that? Right.
So let's say that one of my employees gets $1,000 worth of assistance. I would then, as the employer, have to pay a tax of $1,000?
Yep. Okay. 100%. Yes, that's what they're saying.
All right.
Let me see where we got. Measure that will place a 100% tax on the government assistance workers receive at companies with over 500 employers. I know that sounds like a lot, but I can tell you, I've worked for some employers in the, let's say, the, you know, 500 to 1,500 range.
All right.
And we're not talking about global, national, Amazon-size companies.
Right.
Some of those companies were, you know, started in garages and started in, you know, on the kitchen table. That's the type of thing we're talking about, too.
Right.
If an Amazon staffer has to live in public housing, for instance, the internet giant would either have to foot the bill or pay the person well enough that they didn't need the help. Sanders introduced the legislation alongside California Representative Ro Khanna, who produced an equivalent House bill. The two characterized it as kicking, quote, kicking billionaires off welfare, unquote, arguing that taxpayers were effectively subsidizing Amazon, Walmart, and others who allegedly refuse to pay living wages.
All right, so if we're going to, as they say, kick billionaires off of welfare,
yep,
are we also going to get rid of farm subsidies, stop municipal governments from building football, baseball, basketball stadiums and arenas, stop the corporate subsidies, or the, not corporate subsidies, the government handouts to these things of, we'll give you millions of dollars if you have your players come stand on the sideline while we fly an F-16 over top of the stadium.
No, Daryl.
Are we going to have the National Guard stop sponsoring one of the NASCARs? Is Army and Navy going to stop sponsoring NASCARs? Because that's, you know, basically welfare for millionaires and billionaires.
No, Daryl. The point is those things don't play well. They don't create the right response with voters. So today, the hot button
So it's only the subsidies that he opposes that aren't really subsidies.
Well, yeah, and Amazon plays really well right now. It tugs at the heartstrings. So forget any rationale. There's no rationale to coming in and saying, we're going to tax this company 100% because, God forbid, some of their people take advantage of all the same stupid programs that we created and said anybody can apply for.
Yeah.
It's insane. It is complete insanity. And this is what happens when you begin to believe that the government can solve all ills.
Right. And there's more to this article we'll get to just a second. But first to the Discord, where we've got David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I had my own thing, but I'll comment on yours.
You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Go ahead with your thought.
First of all, you were talking about dirty money, getting germs, that back to the airplane story about influenza.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that all paper money smells like strippers? you will now if you hadn't before.
Well, now you've just placed that in my head, so thanks for that.
You're welcome. And the government employment thing, there's a couple of things that are worth commenting on. I've noticed over these years that I've started paying attention to various things. One of them is that, and other people have said this one as well, remember that government maintains as many government positions as possible on the taxpayer dime so that they have jobs to hand out to to reward people that have helped them, if you know what I mean. And also in calculating how much a government employee is getting paid compared to private, remember that they're not only getting paid more, but they're doing less work than their counterpart in the private sector.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're nowhere near as efficient. And I'm glad you mentioned I have to help my cousin or whatever because there's the civil servant.
Right.
Whatever thing. Oh, you've got to go take this test, and it's a way that we can just sort out and,
right.
Oh, you're related to the guy that does this thing.
Yeah.
From what I've heard in Pennsylvania, that's how you get a job working on the turnpike.
I believe
it. And one of the toll workers is you've got to be related to somebody.
New Mexico is horrible for nepotism. And
I think every place is.
You were talking about... as you go up the scale in education, you get to PhD level, for instance. I hear music.
Finish the thought.
When you get to PhD level, they're not paid as much more than the private sector as our lesser educated workers in the government. But
yep.
I would say that those PhDs in the government probably wouldn't even be employable in their field.
Yep.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's more to this Bernie story, I guess, we'll get into in just a second. But I want to tell you what I am doing in less than 60 days. I believe as of today it is 59 days until the New York City Marathon. I've already secured my spot on Team Innocence Project, but I would like to raise more money for them. I would like to bring in another $500, putting me at $5,000 total for the Innocence Project, and I want to have this raised by November 1st. If you're not familiar with the Innocence Project, they were founded just over 26 years ago when Barry Schick and Peter Newfield hosted an Innocence Project clinic on the campus of Cardozo Law School. And what they thought was going to wind up just being a couple hundred cases of people that had been wrongly convicted that they could wind up help freeing through the use of DNA testing turned out to be thousands of cases and a clear sign that the justice system needed repaired. At the time, no one imagined what their organization would evolve to become. Since that day in August, the Innocence Project has helped free 208 people who have been wrongly convicted, and they can help even more with your help and support. Go to run.freetalklive.com, and all of the money that's raised through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. None of that money goes to help me cover my travel expenses. I'm doing all of that out of pocket, and I've already got that taken care of. I just want to raise another $500 for the Innocence Project. run.freetalklive.com.
And back to our Bezos Sanders,
the Bezos Bernie smackdown that Bezos is probably
completely unaware of.
No, it reminds me of the scene, and spoiler, the movie's been out for 70 years, King Kong, okay. Where the monkey climbs to the top of the building and he's swatting at the airplanes.
A great ape, not a monkey, Daryl.
It's a big, giant monkey.
No, technically. Oh, damn, am I starting to go full pedantic on Daryl? I'm not going to go there. Go ahead, monkey.
Yellow
carded me. I deserved it. Go ahead. All right. So, yeah.
Yeah, so he's just, you know, like Bernie and all of these other, we got it, the entire Seattle City Council.
Yeah.
They're just the airplanes, and he's like, leave me alone.
Oh, my. So, basically, what Bernie wants to do, and he's got a cohort representative, California Representative Ro Khanna, introducing the equivalent House bill. And basically this says if any Amazon worker, or what they're saying is any company with more than 500 employees, and require...
And they're not talking about just full-time employees either.
Right.
So we could be, and depending on how they define company here,
yeah.
Let's say somebody that works part-time at McDonald's,
sure.
Even though the local McDonald's is an independently owned and operated franchise,
right.
Depending on how they're defining things, if somebody's working part-time at McDonald's and they get student housing while they're going to school and then they're getting like a Pell Grant, would that be considered some kind of subsidy that McDonald's corporate would wind up having to pay a tax on?
Who knows?
Let's say the part-time janitor at one of the Amazon facilities.
Right.
Let's say he only wants to work part-time because, well, if I get a full-time job, then I lose this benefit and I lose that benefit, and I really want to keep all these benefits, so I only want to be part-time.
The politicians also pointed out that both companies were run by some of the richest people in the United States.
By both, they mean Walmart and Amazon.
Amazon, right. They can't argue that low pay is due to necessity. Main Street Alliance Director Amanda Ballantyne, which sounds like a rather wealthy name to me, meanwhile said that the pay had a knock-on effect for communities and small businesses. Amazon declined to comment on the act, although the company has already accused Sanders of distorting its treatment of workers. It claimed the workers using the SNAP program, food program, either only worked for Amazon for a short while or chose to work part-time, and said that a medium salary for American full-time staff was slightly higher than Sanders had indicated, $34,123 versus $28,446. That's a difference of about $6,000.
My guess is that Bernie was including all of those part-time workers, all of those seasonal staff, in whatever his calculation was.
Right. And it doesn't make any sense. It didn't explain the motivations for people who left quickly or didn't work full-time, however. Again, what are your motivations for your lot in life? Whether or not Sanders has a case, the bill still has a long way to go. Even if it passes the Senate, and that's a big if, the House bill appeared to be in committee limbo as of this writing. There's also the question of whether or not President Trump would sign a bill into law.
Probably not.
It's interesting.
And my guess is that neither the House nor the Senate versions would have a veto-proof majority,
so there's
no way to override a presidential veto. This is largely symbolic and isn't going anywhere.
Right. While Trump has a public grudge against Amazon and might sign a bill that would punish the company, his administration has historically opposed high taxes for corporations. Regardless of its fate, the act might work if it pressures Amazon into improving pay. Well, yeah, I think what is going to improve pay for Amazon is the marketplace. If they can no longer find the necessary to workers at the wages they pay, then Amazon will happily, probably not happily, but they'll increase their rate of pay.
Right.
That's how it works in a free market.
They're currently
expanding.
They're working on building some, you know, like campus thing to wind up getting 50,000 new employees.
Basically a Seattle 2 for Amazon, which is going to be a huge boom.
And they've not said where that's going to be yet, but most likely on the East Coast somewhere.
I can rule out Alsted, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we can rule out anywhere in New Hampshire, but Boston, the Boston area,
right, is still
one of the finalists.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't know your New England geography, Boston isn't that far from New Hampshire, so there could be a lot of people that move to, say, Portsmouth or Nashua,
yeah,
that then get jobs working for Amazon.
Yep. And I think, regardless of where that, if it did end up anywhere in Massachusetts, anybody with a lick of intelligence and financial sense is going to look hard at living in New Hampshire.
Right.
It's just not going to make any sense otherwise.
Yeah. So is there more to this?
It was a short one. It was just Bernie blowing off his... blowing off the Bernie wacko meter, which I think of it as. He just comes up with these crazy things, introduces them, hopes they
I've
get
got
a
an
little...
idea. Let's tax the rich
at
500,000%
right
of their annual income, and it's only going to be the top 1%.
Right. And what Bernie's after here is headlines, and he wants to get on some Sunday talk shows. Yeah, that's what he's hoping for.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from Nuevo Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so Albuquerque here, we're going to build a 24-hour day and night homeless shelter. It's a new thing. So
day and night.
Hold on. So
if it's open for 24 hours and people without homes are welcome to go there, then they won't technically be homeless anymore. They'll be living in this new shelter. So basically it's free apartments for people that currently don't have places to live.
Well, you know what? It's still a homeless shelter. They still are a homeless because they do not have their own home. It's not like their individual apartment. You know,
okay.
I'm not too familiar with it, but it must be like a dorm room, I don't think it's
also college students are homeless because they live in dorms. They don't have their own apartments.
Daryl, you're just being silly now. Come on.
No, I'm pointing out that if you give a homeless person a place to stay,
you're no longer homeless.
They technically are no longer homeless if they can stay there for 24 hours a day.
Or if they can do things. So the 24-hour thing, that just, to me, sounds like they're just expanding their services for people that... Is this so they can service more people? Or does that mean I can just, you know, go chill for 24 hours?
Well, you know what? They're saying that they need to stay safe both day and night. And it's just it's an additional homeless service. You know, they build tiny homes. But they're trying to do a lot more for the homeless. So this is one addition. But I think it's a wonderful idea instead of like shuffling the homeless people around from the daytime.
Interesting, Sarah. Thank you for the.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.